A damsel came to London town, a daughter to a sailor, and she was in a russet gown, and meeting with a tailor. This tailor, he was neat and fine, his name was Cutbeard Harding. And in his pocket store of coin, full sixpence, halfpenny, farthing. Near 5 o'clock at candlelight, the tailor chanced to meet her. He, gazing on her beauty bright, resolved he was to treat her. But one thing more you may denote of little Cutbeard Harding. Under his arms a suit and coat, with sixpence, halfpenny, farthing. The which he then was carrying home unto a worthy master. As he along the streets did roam, he met with this disaster, which now doth make the tailor rue, and he repent his bargain. He lost his clothes and money too, full sixpence, halfpenny, farthing. Now you that fain would understand what proved the tailor's ruin, it was the meeting with a lass, as now these lines are showing, and perfectly declare to you that near to Covent Garden, he meeting there a damsel fair, with sixpence, halfpenny, farthing. At first she seemed something shy, and would not be saluted. The tailor he did still reply, what need it be disputed? Come, let us drink a glass of wine, quoth little Cutbeard Harding. But at the length he did repent, for sixpence, halfpenny, farthing. The tailor he did then presume to call for sack and sherry, and bid them show an upper room where they at length was merry. But sorrow soon did overspread the mirth of Cutbeard Harding. His lass with his new suit was fled, and sixpence, halfpenny, farthing. The tailor he was soon disguised, to sleep he fell a snoring. His lass then presently devised to fit him for his wooing. She picked his pocket off his coal, and took the clothes from Harding. And down the stairs away she stole, with sixpence, halfpenny, farthing. At length the tailor did awake, and stared and looked about him. But how he then his ears did shake, to see her gone without him. Straight from the table then arose poor little Cutbeard Harding, and soon he missed his suit of clothes, and sixpence, halfpenny, farthing. The tailor then did stamp and stare, and likewise raps and thunders. And from his head he tore his hair, his heart almost in sunder, was like to break what cord course to take. Alas, poor Cutbeard Harding. My suit, he cried, and then replied, my sixpence halfpenny farthing. The tailor knew not what to do. The house must have their payment. He left his hat and coat in lieu, and thus he stripped his raiment. Hence let not tailors be high flown to go to Covent Garden, but let each wanton miss alone and think of Cutbeard Harding.